This is KUNM. I'm Rita Daniels. Activists gathered on the steps of Albuquerque Police Headquarters on Wednesday after police fatally shot a man Tuesday night. They're demanding transparency in the investigation of this latest officer-involved shooting. Streets in Albuquerque were slushy when about two dozen activists showed up with picket signs. One, painted blood red, said, "This revolution will not be privatized." Renee Garcia is with the group Albuquerque Justice.
All of the lapel camera video of last night's chase, shooting, and killing of this human being, we want those to be made available immediately, as it is high time for real and concrete, permanent reforms.
Dinah Vargas is perhaps the feistiest voice in the Albuquerque Justice crew. I ran into her at the scene of the officer-involved shooting in Northeast Albuquerque. She says they come out to these crime scenes to bear witness.
There is absolutely situations where lethal force has to be done, but we wouldn't know because we have no transparency, we have no faith in the overall system.
This is the first fatal officer-involved shooting of 2015, coming just months after the U.S. Department of Justice and the city of Albuquerque signed an agreement to reform the police department. The feds had found that APD engaged in a pattern of deadly and excessive use of force that was unconstitutional. Tuesday's shooting was the 28th fatal officer-involved shooting since 2010, and Dinah's worried the pattern will continue unless activists keep showing up and speaking out.
I'd like to have faith. I would want nothing more than to have faith, but there is none. That's why we're here. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Period.
Assistant Police Chief Robert Huntsman told reporters late Tuesday night that they received a call about some suspicious criminal activity just before 5 o'clock. Officers responded. They encountered two men, arrested one. The other, now identified as John Edward O'Keefe, fled on foot. The cops chased him. Huntsman said O'Keefe fired a weapon and then continued running. At least one officer drew his gun, fired, and O'Keefe died. Huntsman said O'Keefe was wearing some sort of body armor. Patrick Dolis lives right where the suspect was taken down.
I can tell you that one of the officers who was the gunman, immediately after the shooting, then another officer came up and they were actually arguing, not like I think arguing mad at each other, but arguing, adrenaline running, asking questions. And one of the officers asking the other, what happened, you know, how many times did you shoot? He was like, four or five. So that's what I heard.
But Dulles, who filmed the aftermath of the shooting, said he clearly saw a body that was lying just 50 feet or so from his doorstep for several hours with the torso exposed. APD, in a statement, said officers cut a bulletproof vest off of O'Keefe before attempting to give him medical treatment. Dulles and the other people I talked to at the scene of the shooting agreed if the suspect actually pulled a gun on the cops.
You know, I really don't know. Seeing him on the ground, I didn't see a weapon, but obviously the cops would kick that away anyway. But if he pulled a gun, then I can understand. You know, it's a sure way to get shot, you know?
The names of the officers involved in the shooting have not been released. District Attorney Kerry Brandenburg on Monday charged two other Albuquerque police officers with murder in connection to the shooting of homeless camper James Boyd last spring. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels in Albuquerque.